It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. With this Friday being the opening of the firearm deer hunting season in Michigan, it's only appropriate that we feature Help Other People Eat, or HOPE, which distributes excess venison donated by deer hunters to those in need. And here to tell us more about HOPE is its founder, Tom Cullimore. And joining him is Mark Chris, director of the City Rescue Mission in Lansing, which puts the venison to good use. Welcome to Current State, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. To see you. Tom Cullimore, how did this idea get started?
Well, it started in 05. I knew there was a tremendous need then to help feed the hungry. And the biggest portion of any food bank's budget is meat. It costs so much money. So that's why I decided to start this program, and I could deliver their meat totally free, cost them nothing. Mm-hmm. And over the years since I started, we're now sitting at 210,820 meals since I started it. Next year, I hope to break the 250,000 mark.
Very impressive. Did you have a hard time getting hunters involved, or I mean, was it basically a hit from the start, or
it? You know, I wondered when I first started how it all would work out, how many people even like venison. Now I found out even in the little community food banks, the people come in and ask for it now that they've had it all these years. If there's beef in the freezer and venison in the freezer, the people tell me they'll take venison over beef now that they've learned how great it is, and you don't have all the fat you do in beef.
Mm. What do hunters have to do here to
hunters,
get it
the only thing they have to do, I have got several processors in mid-Michigan, and on the back of my business cards, they're all listed. They just take a deer in there, and all they have to say is, this is for HOPE. And then when the processor gets a few, they call me, and I go pay for them, pick them up, and take them to all the wonderful places like the Mission.
You've mentioned that you managed to get it to where it needs the venison. You get it where it needs to be at very low cost. How do you pull that off? There sounds like there's a lot of transportation involved with 210,000 meals.
Well, served. There is. I donate my vehicle. I pay for all the fuel, and I pay for everything, the signs, the business cards, everything. So every penny somebody donates to HOPE goes directly to help feed the hungry.
Mark, Chris, how did you find out about HOPE?
Well, Tom came to our door, and he can use some venison, and absolutely we can use some venison. And, you know, this time of year, we appreciate the turkeys, but I tell you, if it wasn't for Tom, we'd only have turkeys. And so it's good that we get to have this venison. And our head cook is a nutritionist, and she loves the idea of venison because there's less fat and it's more nutritious. And literally, Tom brings a couple tons every single year to allow us to feed the hungry.
For people who haven't had venison, what is it like?
Delicious.
Okay.
Fat-free, all natural. It just makes a fantastic meal of any kind that you want to make, chili or sloppy joes or tacos or anything like
similar
that.
Similar to steak, though, or similar to what? I mean, what would you compare it to?
Heaven.
It's definitely lean beef, and so things like sloppy joes, things like chili, okay. Utilize like you would beef as far as our kitchen is concerned. Plus, there's less waste. There's less loss in production, and it's more nutritious.
Tell us about the City Rescue Mission. Mark, how many people do you serve? What services do you offer?
Well, we provide shelter. We're the largest shelter in Michigan's capital area, and we shelter about 150, 160 people a night. Last night, we had over 100 women and kids at Maplewood Center on South Cedar Street. We also provide lots of meals. We'll provide over 100,000 meals a year.
Wow. How much venison have you received then from Project
HOPE? About 2 tons this year. So over a ton every single year. So about 2 tons this year.
And will that go up on starting on Friday?
Will it ever.
As a matter of fact, this afternoon, Tom personally will be delivering more venison this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
What was the reaction of your guests to the venison?
Well, I think once they get over the idea, I think what happens, people don't know what venison is, really. They don't know the quality of venison and the meal. And so we provide a meal. We provide an entree, a vegetable, a dessert, a salad bar. But the entree is always a good meal. And so I think they realize the quality of the beef that comes in our meal is phenomenal, and they appreciate it.
How many meals do you serve a year?
Over 100,000 meals a year.
Okay. And have you seen this number go up or down the last few years?
When Tom started with us, I think we had about 30,000 meals probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've tripled our capacity. And so every year for the past probably 3 years, we've been providing over 100,000 meals a year.
What are your particular needs at the City Rescue Mission?
Well, we don't budget any food. And so it comes in the door, like Tom, bringing in the door with the hunters that care about the community and those that need help. And so all of ours is donated. And so we always have a constant need for food. So whether it be groceries or vegetables, whether it be a check designated for food that might go towards purchasing other items like fresh salad items, whatever happens to be, God puts on people's heart to bring and meet our needs every single day.
Tom, do you grind venison as well?
Yes, it all comes in ground packages because that's the easiest way to cook it and serve it in various kinds of meals. If you had steaks and so forth like that and somebody did not know how to cook wild game, they would ruin it and then it would not be good for anything. They wouldn't like the taste, or it gets very, very tough when you overcook wild game. So I have everything ground and I get more out of it that way. The animal is totally deboned, so I get every ounce of meat that we can get out of it.
And how did you get the processors on board? Was that hard?
It was, because there was a time when they weren't getting properly paid. And when I started Hope in 05, I went to every one of them, got them back online with me, and told them, when I walk in the door, you're going to get cash. I would know if there was 10 deer, I'd take X amount of $50 bills and count them out to them right there. But recently, I do write them a check instead of carrying that much cash around, because Hope has grown so much. And, and that's one of the biggest things I have to do is constantly find money.
has the act of deer hunting changed for you since 05? I mean, is it more an act of charity, of mercy? I mean, it sounds like the experience of hunting may have changed for you as well.
Well, it has, because I live on a farm and I'm pretty abundant with deer, and I get usually at least 3 a year that I donate myself to Hope. I take them, right there, and like any other hunter, I just got to tell them this is for Hope.
Mark, Chris, where does your funding come from?
All donations. Our budget each year is about $1.5 million. And 90% come from individual people and families, probably 10% from churches and organizations. But the vast majority are the people who listen to your radio station, just the average person that wants to help others. They give to their City Rescue Mission. And we, again, are the largest shelter in mid-Michigan. We've quadrupled over the past probably 5 years as far as the number of people that we house, that we shelter every single night. And the community is a very giving community. And so it's individual people and families that support the ministry.
Tom, remind us again, what role do monetary contributions play on your end with Hope?
Well, on my end with Hope, I have to have these contributions to pay for all the processing, and I've so far been very, very fortunate. My pal John Schneider writes about it now and then, and whenever he does, we get a decent input of money to help Hope keep going.
Are there opportunities for volunteers to get involved with the City Rescue
Absolutely.
Mission?
Go to our website, bearescuer.com, and there's a tab there for volunteering. Volunteering to watch kids at night. We have a chapel service in the evening, so we get a chance to play with 30, 40 kids. That's a lot of fun. Busyness, for sure. Serving a meal on Michigan Avenue for our men's shelter or the women's and children's shelter on South Cedar Street. So serving meals as well as watching the kids. Sometimes they have different activities as well throughout the organization, the ministry. So I would call 517-485-0145 or go to bearescuer.com. And sign up to volunteer.
Tom, do you spend much time recruiting new hunters to Hope?
I just don't have to. The hunters of mid-Michigan are so marvelous, and so's all the processors that I use in the area. And I have signage within each processor that this is a Hope station, and then that allows them just to read the sign that tells there's no cost to you, Mr. Hunter or Mrs. Hunter. And, then Hope will come and pay for it and deliver it to the proper places.
Do you need volunteers besides hunters that could help you out?
No, I'm an old-fashioned rascal, and I just do it all myself. I pick it up. I never have the meat longer than an hour. It's in a food bank somewhere or a soup kitchen like the City Mission.
Now, can you tell, you say you live on a farm, can you tell what kind of deer harvest we're going to have starting, firearms deer harvest we're going to have starting Friday just from... Do you bow hunt as
yes.
well? You do?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been out there already.
I have, but I've been so busy with Hope that I don't bow hunt as much as I used to, but I will go hunting, through the gun season.
Well, just through observation, can you tell what kind of deer harvest there's going to be starting Friday?
Well, I know the archery season this year has been very good to me. I've gotten more deer from more processors than I could expect, so that part has been good.
Tom Cullimore is the founder of HOPE, Helping Other People Eat, which distributes venison from hunters to those in need. And Mark Chris is in charge of Lansing's City Rescue Mission. Thanks to both of you, and good luck. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing great work. We just don't know about them. So let us know. Please help us out. Send us an email about these great nonprofits in the area to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.